space or fanning out. So I hope you can all hear me well. Later on, there will also be images projected on that screen. So this seems to be the right setting, as well as several guests will join you later on at this table. I will start by introducing Salma and the theme of embodied dramaturgies. My name is Ruud Peters, and together with Christina Lombarde and Mirjam van Inschoot, I'm running Salma, which is a workplace for criticism, dramaturgy, and discourses in dance. And we have a structural collaboration with Workspace Brussels, the organizer of this platform. The focus of this collaboration is very much on a variety of dramaturgical activities, which includes individual coaching, but also workshops, laboratories, a dramaturgical group of people that meet every 2 weeks to discuss current issues, and so on. So it's not just about dramaturgy as a, or the dramaturg as a figure, but also a wide variety of dramaturgical activities in several contexts and practices. So to reflect upon this phenomenon in a salon seems the right thing to do within this context of the platform. In general, the salon series is about artistic practice and the discourses they carry. So rather than inviting experts to talk about artistic practice, we consider everyone involved in artistic practice as experts of their own practice, and which brings a particular kind of speech with it. And so in general, how do artists work today, and how do they speak about their method? If one reads the newspaper or, say, specific journals on dance and performance, artists are often talking about their worldview, issues that keep them busy, and so on, but very seldom are they addressed as makers. So specific practices and ways of making and talking about making, so about process and method, is at the focus of the Salon series. So in that respect, I would also like to consider dramaturgs and people involved in dramaturgical activity as makers with a specific practice, and bring this to the foreground today. Later on, we'll have guests, Julien Bruneau, choreographer, who will present also tonight a performance with a group of performers and co-researchers. Bojana Bauer, who writes a PhD on dramaturgy, but is also a dramaturg herself. And as a surprise guest, I could say, because he was not announced before, visual artist and composer Pedro Gomez Egaña, who collaborates regularly with Bojana, so they will engage us in the dialogue. Since I'm a dramaturg myself, rather than simply moderate the afternoon, I will first also give an introduction about some of my ideas of dramaturgy to prepare the ground for the afternoon and share some of my assumptions and convictions with you. Starting with the title, Embodied Dramaturgies. So why embodied and why dramaturgies as a plural activity? I think both discourse and dramaturgy are often thought of as knowledge and information that are simply available, which has to do also with the way we deal with the internet and information nowadays in our society. Thinking of it as mere information, something which is floating and available, and I think it is important for discourse as well as dramaturgy, and perhaps in dance and performance as a particular art form, to think about notions of embodiment, or re-embodiment, of knowledge and information in relation to materials and practices, or as carried and inhabited by people and their collaborators and collaborations, charged by memory and experience. So discourse and dramaturgy are a living, non-fixed affair, and they are not limited to the realm of language in a narrow sense. I think that discourse refers to human activity in general and to the possibility and production of meaning. So this notion of production of meaning is often put forward also as a definition of dramaturgy. And how can I create conditions for this meaning to emerge? That will be a topic this afternoon. And then investigate how materials and activities of making performance resonate within the larger context of culture and society. That is also one of the tasks of dramaturgy. As said, dramaturgy is always a plural affair, so hence dramaturgies. With each process, the what and the how of dramaturgy are to be reinvented anew. So the method of the work is being developed in relation with the questions at stake. And even within that particular process, I'd like to think of dramaturgy as a shared ground, a landscape that affords several walks, so that allows, so to speak, for several individual dramaturgies within that space. Especially because dance and performance are collaborative processes. Then, dramaturgical activity does not always involve the actual position of a dramaturg. So there is indeed that role of a person that is considered as the main part of his or her practice.